first question is, how do you keep in touch with your people in Tibet to maintain their spirits and belief that Tibet will be returned to the control of Tibetans?
I always consider myself as a free spokesman for Tibetan people. So therefore, naturally, the spokesman must know what is going on there. In spite of the difficulties, we always trying to get information from Tibet. Nowadays, at last now almost 15 years, now you see there's more, you see, accessible survey. You see that, you see, with great difficulties, you see, people from inside, you see, can come outside. And also from outside, you see, can go inside Tibet. So you see, through these, you see, people moving, you see, inside and outside, you see, we get more clearer information, and also it's a way to tell them. You see, I always emphasize the importance of non-violence. The Tibetan people, I think, is quite remarkably, you see, they even under very, very difficult circumstances, they do implement non-violent, you see, path. Now, for example, you see, 88, there's one occasion there when the Chinese army police crushed demonstrator. Then you see, few incidents, you see, some Chinese rifle or the guns, you see, fell down. Then you see Tibetan demonstrator on the spot, instead of using it, just crushed on the spot. These, I think, under such, you see, circumstances, when you see the Chinese shooting on them and running here and there, under such circumstances, you see, they, instead of using the weapon, shoot back, they just, you see, they crushed. I think really remarkable.
If you were president of the United States, how would you persuade the Chinese to leave Tibet? Please be specific.
Use this.
What would you like the average working family in the United States to know about Tibet, and what can they learn from Tibet's family's experiences?
Now, you see, more Tibetan now settling in this country. So actually, you see, we, right from the beginning, you see, we trying or make clear those who are Tibetan who settle, you see, here, the one of their tasks is must preserve Tibetan culture and Tibetan family life. So I hope, you see, the people who settled here, I think, you see, can implement or can preserve that. And also, I noticed, you see, in this country, and you see, at least some people, you see, showing deep interest about Tibetan culture and Tibetan Buddhist culture. Eventually, I think these Tibetan settlement or community can, I think, provide, you see, the new opportunity, you see, to learn, to exchange. So, yes, that's all. Now, generally, you know, I think Tibetan culture, I consider, is a Tibetan, and I think it's important to make clear the religion, Buddhist faith, and Tibetan culture. Although Tibetan culture is Buddhist culture, but it can be distinct, can be separate. I noticed some, I usually, Tibetan Muslim friend. The person's religion is Muslim, non-Buddhist. At the same time, they preserved best part of Tibetan culture. So it can be, you see, possible. So, and then you see, what is Tibetan culture? I always make distinction again. There's a certain part of Tibetan culture. Oh, yes, one might, you see, the respected sort of scientist, almost I consider as my guru, my teacher on science. One day, you see, when we met, you see, he told me, oh, he learned some Tibetan culture. And what do you learn? He says, reading like this, you know, you see, Tibetan, usually sometimes you do like this. So then, so that kind of culture is no value. Better to forget. You see, these things, you see, the social system, you see, eventually, you see, developed such things. You see, this is, I mean, no need to preserve and cannot preserve. Then, you see, the other part of Tibetan culture is mainly, I think, the related with, I think, deeper value. So that part of culture, now, for example, when we're passing through most difficult period, so in spite, you see, difficulties, our peace of mind, and peaceful, you see, family life can sustain. That part of culture is, I think, really useful to preserve. So I think the harmony, friendship, more patience, more contentment, I think, you see, these I consider, you see, the, because of the,
essential point.
The essential point of, you see, Tibetan culture. I'm not very sure, you see, those Tibetans who settled there, now they would become more American, or some American can learn, you see, from these, I don't know, I'm not very sure. But time goes, it become clear.
How did Vice President Gore or President Clinton react to your request for help on the population transfer issue?
Oh, very positive. Very positive. They understood. Although, you see, from my meeting with Bush, also, you see, I really, you see, in fact, I surprised, you see, his attitude. Meeting take place, before that, I thought, oh, maybe one dry politician without much human feeling. Then actual meeting take place, not that. Very, very, you see, the human feelings there. You see, he listened, all, you see, the point which I explaining, very patiently and very carefully, with feeling through his eyes. So this time also, you see, I noticed. So it's a sympathy and the sense of
concern
is there, definitely. Now, only question is how far, how much, you see, they can implement it. Now, that's the point.
Do you have reason to think that this administration will be any more active in working on behalf of Tibet than previous administrations?
I hope so. But I think, you see, largely it depends on our friends here, and including medias also. If something wrong, I won't blame just, you see, few people. I will blame everyone.
Japan provides China with a large amount of development aid without tying that aid to human rights conditions. Will you be visiting Japan soon to urge Japan to change its aid policies?
You know, basically, I always believe, you see, when I have something to ask to someone, at first, I look the others, you see the response. If others response, it's something kasori, receptive way.
Receptive.
And then I had more courage to ask. If the other side, is it difficult? There's no use to ask if it's something difficult things. It only creates embarrassment and disappointment. So I will see you on the spot.
You're leading the fight to regain Tibet from China. You're leading the fight to regain Tibet from China. How do you feel about the effort underway to return Hong Kong to China?
I think when governor come here, I think you ask this. I think better. Of course, as a human being, and a human being who believe sincerely or deeply the sense of universal responsibility, from that angle, of course, I have great concern about another, you see, around 6 to 7 million of human beings in Hong Kong. So sometimes I joke with a friend from Hong Kong, or the number 6 is not so fortunate. So I do, I say, they very much concern about them, but I don't know their future. I don't know.
Could you compare the destruction of Tibetan Buddhism by the Chinese Communist government and the destruction of Buddhism in Vietnam by the Communist government? Do you have what concern do you have for the destruction of Buddhism in other countries in Asia?
Yes, certainly. Unfortunately, in this century, since around, I think, 1920 and the 30s, all the communist countries within communist countries where is Buddhism flourished once, or Buddhist community, the same kind of destructions happen. In Mongolia and Soviet Buryat and Kalmyk, and then later in Tibet, then Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, and of course North Korea. That same event happened. But however, now time is changing. I'm quite hopeful.
Having seen the Holocaust Museum largely showing the results of inaction against evil in the 1930s, is it all right to commit violence as in bombing Serbia to prevent a greater violence against Bosnians?
Oh, now that is very, very complicated and very sad, but what to do? And my opinion, now I really don't know, what is the best effective method at these circumstances? I really don't know. My only feeling is, now I think we must learn from these events in Bosnia and former Yugoslavia country and also some other, former Soviet part, now these republics, and also in Africa. From the Buddhist viewpoint, every event, not just come independently. It go through many, process of causes and conditions. So it is, I think, the one of our humanities, I think, fault, particularly you see, the leaders and you see, the politicians, I think, fault. Due to the short-sightedness. You know, you see, when things, you see, the like you see, the disaster, like you see, the, which happening in Bosnia. Now, these things, when you see, they are coming through, developing through different causes and conditions, ripening. When it reach fully, then very difficult to change. I think now today, if we ask people there, what your aim to shoot, to kill each other, I think their answer, I don't know. I think most probably, I think that kind of answer. They have no clear idea what meant for.
Without any specific objectives.
But then, you see, their emotion, you see, really such an increase, such is the state of, how to say, the forceful, so it's out of control. The human intelligence, common sense, is no longer can use. So this is too late. So therefore, so what we learned from this event is, at that time, there's no point to neglect and make every effort. Although I'm not warning or not exaggerating, but you see, as I mentioned earlier, you see, they are part of that area. Also, you see, at the stage of processing,
taking
shape. So it is. I think, as a human being, I think we must, we must utilize human intelligence as a long-term, as a goal or interest. That's, I think, very, very important. Then also, now the world becomes smaller and smaller. The other's interest is your interest. There's no independent one's own interest. Now, for example, the America's is a benefit, or America's interest, very much related with others' interest. So now, the economically, or you see, due to many factors, now whole globe, you see, much becomes smaller. So something happened, you see, far away there, it affects here also. So therefore, now this moment, I think we really need the genuine sense of the global responsibility based on the accept or realize entire humanity is the same, nothing else but same member of one human family. Thank you.
Before asking the final question, I'd like to present you with a certificate of appreciation from the National Press Club and a book, The North American Indians and Early Photographs. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And our this is the final question. I'd like to ask the audience to please stay at your seats until His Holiness has left the room so that he can get to the National Cathedral in 10 minutes. During the Oscar award ceremony, actor Richard Gere asked viewers to send love telepathically to Deng Xiaoping in China so that he would open his heart and free the people of Tibet. What do you think of Gere's request?
Oh, I think that's good.